Welcome to this new episode of the Smart and Sustainable City podcast. In the next few episodes, we are going to talk about urban mobility with some of the most innovative companies in this field. Los Angeles commuters spend 119 hours each year stuck in traffic. If you're in Jakarta, Indonesia, you can multiply that time by three. Traffic congestions are on the rise everywhere. Cities around the world are taking action, limiting access to private vehicles in city centers and managing their old fleet more effectively, promoting public transportation, combined with the use of bikes, of shared vehicles, and of electric scooters. Nevertheless, cars are still an essential mode of transportation for many. Increasingly, these cars are connected, producing a massive amount of information, which can be used by cities to reduce congestions, improve the driver's experience, and create new service opportunities for clever organizations. In this episode, we talk with Asaf Weisbrot, the Chief Commercial Officer of the tech startup Autonomo. 22 million real vehicles around the world use Autonomo's and its partners' technologies. Together, they enable many use cases and services to feed real-time live car data into data platforms used by cities and fleet owners to manage and improve their operations.
My name is Asaf Weisbrot. I am Autonomo's Chief Commercial Officer. I grew up in the north of Israel. I studied computer science in Tel Aviv. And today I live in a small village. We voted for going to the countryside, but we loved living in Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is an amazing city. But mobility, congestion, transportation, parking were definitely a big issue that pushed us out of Tel Aviv. Today I live in a small village, slightly north of Tel Aviv, called Mishmeret. A very, very small one, 170 families. I really like it that it's still an agriculture place. I'm happy to raise my kids in a very innocent, I would say even naive environment.
One way cities are dealing with congestion is public transport. And isn't Tel Aviv constructing a metro right now?
Yes, right now Tel Aviv is in the middle of building a metro that will go, actually not just in Tel Aviv, but in the entire, let's say, greater Tel Aviv and the whole region. Yes, it's a much needed mean of transportation that could be clean and transfer many people from one point to the other, rather than having everyone trying to reach into Tel Aviv in the morning with their car and look for parking and find a parking and pay for parking.
So that's a common challenge with many cities. There's been a rapid urbanization in the past years, and the United Nations is predicting that this will continue. And public transport is one way to alleviate the challenges of mobility, but we can't do without vehicles in the city.
Yes, this is very much a very, you know, contemporary problem. I think that, you know, in this sense, Tel Aviv is much more like London and much more like Paris and Geneva than it is like the rest of Israel. And I think that, you know, if you are frequenting in Paris, you always find that the peripheric is blocked. And if you're going to London, the M25 is blocked. And it's the same for those arteries that are surrounding Tel Aviv. And most of the day when you need them, they're blocked. And in order to deal with pollution, you can definitely go for electric vehicles. I think today the infrastructure in the cities does not allow for everyone to go into electric vehicles in terms of charging stations. And still, you know, if everybody went to electric vehicle tomorrow and there were enough charging station, you still had to manage congestion. It's the same cars and it's the same ideas. And there are, aside from people going in, you know, commuting for work, there are still logistic cars and technical cars and official cars and government cars that need to go in and out all the time. And, you know, rather than wait for a metro to be built and rather than wait for everyone to go electric and shared mobility, we need to start better managing congestion and better managing traffic and better planning for traffic today. And this is something where actions could be taken today, but not enough is done.
How was Autonomo created and what main challenges was Autonomo seeking to address?
Autonomo was founded over 4 years ago, a young Israeli startup. The startup model is very common in Israel. Autonomo wanted to solve a very simple but crucial challenge for the automotive world. There was a lot of data produced and collected in cars, but very little done with it, partially very little done with it for making the city smarter.
The cars and the vehicles in the cities are becoming smarter. They're becoming connected. They are aiming to be increasingly autonomous, and as a result, are producing a lot of data.
There are many ways of using the data for improving safety on the road, improving the driver's safety and the passenger safety, improving congestion, improving the ability to cope with extreme weather, improving the ability to cope with road hazards, improving the ability to generate more efficient parking and find parking spot more efficiently. All those wonderful technologies that went into the vehicle with new sensors that went into the vehicle and created very valuable data had a very small impact on the potential consuming side, with what it can do to the potential garage, what it can do for an automotive insurance company, for a smart city. And Autonomo understood early on that the data is not accessible enough. Autonomo's role is to make this data more accessible commercially, legally, from privacy perspective, and of course, technically and from point of integration, because Autonomo provides one point of access to the data, where a potential city like Geneva can access one point and get access to millions of data points generated by vehicles in the area of Geneva, for instance.
And that data was meant initially for the user, the driver. This same data can be used by the city to improve its operations.
This is correct. Again, it's always for the driver. If the driver allows us to use the data to improve the city or make the roads safer, it is still for the driver or for the drivers or for the greater good. But today, cars are generating signals from ultrasonic sensors that allows us to assess the parking situation in every parking lot. They generate signals that are telling us that there is a very foggy area. And they generate a signal that is telling us that there's a heavy rain in a certain area. And we know it in seconds. And after seconds, the city can actually respond. And part of the work we do with different players in the world, in Europe and also in the US, and also in APAC, by the way, is help those technology organizations that are supporting the smart cities, actually providing them an external technology support to provide actionable items from data so that they can send a police car to a foggy area to alert the drivers before the first accident and not after. To understand that there is an unexpected slowdown in traffic and maybe change the dynamic traffic speed signs before the accident is happening and not after the first driver didn't hit the brakes at the right time, which of course is generating much more of a congestion later because you have to deal not only with slow traffic, but also with an accident.
The cars are becoming sensitive cells for the city, like almost living cells of a human organism that enables the city to respond to a change in its environment, to not just respond, but maybe also take proactive actions for what might be coming out of the information collected by all those sensors.
Exactly. And I think also in terms of budget efficiency, some of those car sensors could replace infrastructure that the city is paying for. If the city is paying today for someone to count traffic signs, and we can use cars that are using their ADAS system to count those signs, we can replace a very expensive task with something that is much less expensive and can count all the signs in the city very frequently. If we're using parking sensors that are embedded in the pavement, we can use the data coming out of a parking sensor or of a car, what we call ultrasonic sensors, in order to assess the parking situation. I don't think infrastructure sensors could be tomorrow replaced. It has to be a blend, a hybrid of dedicated sensors and vehicle data. But I think the use of multi-layered city data between some that are getting a location and speed from the cars, some that are getting to define the flow on a specific traffic corridor, some that are monitoring the parking situation and the weather situation could definitely be very helpful for smart cities and help them react better, plan better, and forecast better, and eventually budget better.
All those sensors produce different types of data. Shouldn't these flows of data be sanitized and in order to be aggregated? How do you ensure that all this information gets connected to produce the right insight for the city?
So that's exactly what Autonomo does. Autonomo is a neutral platform in terms that it doesn't compete with the car manufacturers on data collection. We never go into the car. We work together with them to get the data from their cloud. And we never compete with the applications and services that are using the data. We are a data access layer. We are the best vehicle data access layer, but we only provide access to the data. All those data pipeline activities that you mentioned, normalization of the data, harmonization, searchability, sanitization, cleanliness, quality check, all those are exactly what Autonomo's platform is doing in order to make the data accessible. It's impossible to expect every smart city and every traffic technology company to do it on their own behalf when Autonomo is specializing on doing it once and for everyone. But that's exactly the purpose of the platform.
And we're talking massive amounts of data. Give us a sense of how much data gets produced by a fleet of cars in the city.
The fleets are a lot in terms of size and in terms of how many data points they generate. But I can tell you that Autonomo as a platform managing over 20 million cars is tracking over 200 billion miles per year. So that is a lot of data.
You were mentioning that all of that data gets collected, aggregated, sanitized, and you do that through cloud technology?
Indeed. Part of dealing with the ability to grow and scale and deal with those amounts was the decision that of course, that this is going to be a cloud-born company. This is how we implement the technology. And I think that this is something that is allowing us to deal better with the demanding technology and also with the ability to scale and cater for huge amounts of data.
So there's a number of very sensitive data that cars produce. And that raises the question of privacy and security. How do you ensure that data that you deal with in the cloud remains private and secure and doesn't entrench on the privacy concerns of citizens?
So indeed, this is a primary concern to Autonomo, and not only that we make sure that privacy, such as GDPR in Europe and CCPA and others in the US and in Japan, are maintained. We are also providing privacy technology. And there are two very important elements there. One very important element is that everything is consensual. And as soon as you receive consent from the driver, of course, the data could be shared. And the other thing is that we need to make sure that only the data intended by the driver is shared. And, you know, not only making sure that we are doing it okay, we provide others with technologies that help digitalize the consent. So we provide our consent management hub, which allows OEMs, for instance, to easily interact with their drivers and very transparently explain to any driver, what data am I using? What data am I sharing And who is exactly going to get this data and allows them to easily provide the driver with control over who is getting what data? Because if I agreed to share my position, speed, and heading with my insurance company, it doesn't mean that I want to share it with every insurance company. And it doesn't mean that I want to share it with my garage. Maybe with my garage, I only need to share my car health data and they don't need to know exactly where I am.
So you're allowing a market, a new market, to take place between the driver and the provider of services, by which the driver or the owner of the vehicle, it allows the data produced by his vehicle to be then exchanged against a benefit.
Absolutely. For getting access to specific services, you know, those services depend on data.
And as of this can be, of course, for a private consumer, but this could be also for someone that manages a fleet of vehicles.
Absolutely.
And that is interested to get information out of this fleet of vehicles. Now, this could be for trucks or lorries. This could be for somebody that is operating some electric vehicles made available to the public in the city. There could be multiple different type of use cases and applications.
And this is a great point. And I think eventually when we check historically, we will see that fleets and fleet owners, fleet operators, and the entire ecosystem of fleet were the ones who actually pushed the use of data harder than anyone before. Because imagine that, you know, I don't know, 40% of vehicles are sold into fleet or 30% of vehicles are sold into a kind of fleet ownership. But the amount of data points and data generated by fleets is much higher because the fleet car is always on the road. And when you commute, you use the car maybe 1 hour a day. You drive half an hour here and half an hour home, you know, half an hour to work and half an hour home. You don't generate a lot of information. The fleet owner is generating huge amount of information because when they get into the car, they drive for 8 hours. And they generate information for 8 hours. And of course, the first consumer of this data should be the fleet operator, because that would help them understand the logistics better, do route planning better, cargo planning better, and understand the car health. And the derivatives of the car health is the financial health of the organization. Should I be selling this truck now, or should I wait until the warranty is ended, or should I replace it with a new model now? So all these things are helping the even the smaller and medium-sized fleet owners make a lot of use of the data and better efficiency for the business and better efficiency, you know, for the logistics of the business.
We did talk about how the data gets stored and computed in the cloud. Certain cities and certain governments will say, well, you know, the data should really reside on our territory. How do you manage that challenge? Do you work with public cloud and not knowing where the data is going, or do you enable a city to also work with Autonomo on it within its own cloud practice boundaries?
Today, when you are setting up a cloud instance, you can set a region dedicated cloud instance that is exactly your provider, whether it is Amazon or Azure, would allow you to have an instance that doesn't sync multiple continents. So you can have a European Union dedicated instance. It will not be running in the US. It will be running from Frankfurt or from Ireland or from wherever you choose to have an instance. And it would only leave the data there. And I don't know if you know, but Autonomo is working very tightly with BMW, Daimler, with FCA. So we came across this issue 2-3 years ago. Part of what our platform does is make sure those instances are isolated.
So you will work with the likes of Microsoft Azure and determine some availability zones that are linked to the physical geography where this data is being used, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you work with European and American car manufacturers, you cannot evade this issue. And we had to deal with it early on. And by the way, this is part of the great things of working in the cloud. If we had to set our own data center separately everywhere, the cost and the maintenance cost and you know, the is huge.
Asaf, I understand that through the public clouds, you can ensure sovereignty of the information, privacy, and security. Now, certain organizations do want to keep that information for themselves. Fleet operators sometimes have private and sensitive information about their vehicles. Is there a way in the configuration of the platform that you can ensure that this information actually stays within the perimeter of the organization?
So definitely. Imagine that on one side of our platform, we have data providers. Those are the car manufacturers, for instance. And on the other side, we have a police force or any kind of fleet operator, and Otonomo is in the middle. We know how to isolate the regions, as I mentioned, in terms of, you know, European, American, and Japanese instances of the system that don't send the data outside of the region. But we can also guarantee that the data doesn't even stay in our system. So it's only running through all the computation and going out to the other side. So there's no data at rest. And this is, in some extreme cases, such as government requirements, does satisfy the requirement that there's no trace left in the system.
Otonomo is based in Israel. Do you have offices in other cities or countries?
We have people in New York, in Boston, in the Bay Area, in Detroit, of course, and in very close to Stuttgart and Munich, in the Netherlands. So we have people scattered all over.
So your platform is really a global one. It's deployed all over the world.
Exactly. Otonomo has a portfolio of several hundreds of partners that are our users. They are the ones who need the data. We are the one who are working with them to make sure their services are successful using our data. And this collaboration helps us put our efforts into collecting the data and finding those partners and not necessarily into developing services that cities need. We provide the best data access layer that a smart city solution can need. And by the way, we do the same for every segment that we work with. When we are working with certain fleet management solutions, we are not going to sell in the data into each and every fleet. There are those partners that we have that do chase every fleet, but we are chasing the fleet management solutions, the banking solutions, the bank financing solutions, and the value-added services in order not to talk to each and every fleet. So we use a lot of partnering when we work in the different markets we work with.
One of your partners in the market is a company called Waycare Tech that actually develops some really interesting solutions leveraging the platform that Otonomo provides. Tell us a little bit about the partnership you have developed with Waycare Tech.
Sure. We have a very good partnership with Waycare Tech. Our platform is feeding Waycare's platform with vehicle information that is helping Waycare's virtual traffic management center respond to the situation on the road and predict accidents. So they know exactly, if this certain pattern of traffic is returning, the probability of having an accident is higher when cars are driving at a certain speed, a certain part of the road with a certain pattern of braking. And this is definitely a good collaboration where we see that the joint efforts are producing, better roads for everyone.
So enabling better and safer roads for everyone. I see Waycare Tech has solutions in traffic management, freeway service patrol, first responders. And in all of those solutions, Otonomo then enables some of those use cases to take place.
Exactly. There is a Waycare engine where you feed the engine with vehicle data and the engine knows how to predict when it's needed and provide the right traffic screens and right traffic situation projection when it's needed and also do the first responder operation when the data is collected by the engine.
Otonomo's role in this partnership and in enabling those use cases is just the provider of sanitized information so that a particular city can then engage with Wayker Tech to improve its road management?
Imagine that the relationship with Wayker are representing many other relationships. Wayker has its own technology and should stay focused on that technology. And Autonomo is making sure that Wayker is getting all the information they need without having to strike an engagement and sign a contract and integrate with every OEM and every fleet manager that's collecting the data in order to get the information they need. So they can stay focused on their core business, and they use our services. And where we are focused on is making the data accessible and giving them the best data possible. Of course, best data possible means that it is quality data, the right latency of collection, the right frequency, the right accuracy. So all those things are things we are focused on, and they can stay focused on providing the world with the best virtual traffic management center.
And the best insight. So you're like the fuel pump to those solutions that then engage with cities to help them improve and their road conditions and safety.
Exactly.
Another important partner to Autonomo is a company called Make My Day App. And Make My Day App claims to help smart route planning for electric vehicles. Tell us how you got connected with Make My Day App and the joint value that you provide to cities.
So we work with Make My Day again for quite a while, and while Wayker is using our data to analyze trends, you know, they're using the marketplace data to analyze traffic trends. Make My Day are working for a specific driver that needs a better route planning personally. For instance, this is an example of how very good use of consent management hub would allow the driver to specifically say, I want to share my data with my electricity company that Make My Day is serving in order for me to get better routes and get faster and more efficiently to my next charging station, in order to make sure that I'm driving in the right route and I'm not stuck without electricity. Everybody's talking about the electric vehicle range anxiety, and of course, this is helping deal with that.
Autonomo is really at the heart of this transformation of urban mobility, enabling new markets, enabling new services to take place. Asaf Weisbrot, Chief Commercial Officer from Autonomo, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Pierre. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Smart and Sustainable City podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. If you're responsible for a smart city initiative, do reach out.